What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Therapy Thursday episode where we're out here talking about our feelings, what's going on in the week, and how we try to do better each and every week.
Can I try that intro?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What's up, everyone? We're back this week talking about our feelings and stuff and trying to get better each week. Was that good?
I was perfect, man.
Yeah, I've been practicing my improvs, or my not my improvs, but my what is it called? Impersonations.
You're trying to dog me on my own pod? Trying to dog me?
How was your week, Matt?
It was good and stuff and things. my week was awesome.
Good and stuff and things.
No, it was awesome. It's like the little Lego movie. Like, everything is awesome. Mostly today was pretty awesome overall. I had mentioned, I don't know, some weeks ago that I was doing this like contest thing at work for like best ideas and submitting them to management, and like I had to make a video and all this stuff, right? Well, I didn't have to. I decided to. Your boy went above and beyond here.
Well, was a good decision then.
It was a good decision. We got to show all the videos to our department today. It was really fun. I did like an infomercial pitch video, and they got to vote. They voted for me. I won.
Nice. Along with congratulations. My
partner who helped me write the infomercial. So I did not do it for the... I had a high school teacher say this once. I don't do it for the applause. I do it for the cause, which is how I felt. And then they announced that first place gets like a brand new iPad. And I was like, well, you boys about to watch some Netflix. Netflix and chill over here with this new iPad. Let's go.
Was the iPad the cause?
No. The cause was to help the people in the apartment and make everybody's lives easier. That was the cherry on top. Awesome. It was just really cool. A lot of people liked the video. They're like, oh my God, that's so funny. The way you did that, blah, 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 all the stuff. I mean, it was nice because I got to go last in the video series. I didn't pick the order, but typically when you're going last in a chain of events like that, they remember the last one. And the other ones were just, you know, like, hey, this is my idea. This is what I want to do. And mine's like this like infomercial with sound effects and like weird transition cuts that I learned how to do in Premiere Pro, because I would just like fuck up the script, and then I was like, all right, I gotta cut that part out. So then it would just like transition back to something else, and I tried as much as I could to be like the Sham Wow guy.
Nice.
Right? So it was just it was really fun to do overall. It was fun to be recognized. It was cool that I got to like meet people in my department that I maybe never met before. They kind of know who I am, and then people were like, yeah, go to Matt if you have any green screen needs, because I had a green screen set up, and I was like, please don't do that. Please don't come to me for any video editing. It's actually a pain in the ass. But it was really cool. I mean, right before they were showing my video, I got super nervous because they showed like three videos, and then they took a pause to do like a skit type thing and some other stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, did they like cut my video from the finalist selection? Like, were they only showing the first three? And then once they came back, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then when they put up the voting, I was like, oh man, like, I don't know. Now I got to win that iPad, you know, like, and I did. I willed it into existence. JK, it was tons of hard work. and a lot of.
Well, I mean, you had to have the willpower to do all the hard work. So you kind of did will it into existence.
That's true. And the amount of cursing I had to spend at my computer when it wasn't doing what I wanted to. And I'll tell you right now, editing with the green screen, not fun. It took me about 25 minutes just to render the damn thing with my background image inserted with the green screen. And I was worried the whole time. I'm like, my computer's heating up. I'm like, dude, what if it crashes? What if I have to restart this? I don't have time. This has to be done by tomorrow morning. All that crap like that is in your background noise for deadlines. And guess what? The next day, I messaged it to the guy, and I was like, what format do you need? All this stuff. He's like, oh, cool, dude. You have until Sunday. It's like a Thursday. I was like, what? He's like, you said you wanted it by Thursday. He's like, yeah, so I could just check everything and have it ready. So it was also a good reminder in that stage of it a while ago that like most deadlines are not hard deadlines, and you just need to communicate with people if you do need more time for projects, and also communicate if they really are a hard deadline, and that is the exact time and date that thing needs to go live, then you better make sure that it is correct.
I thought the lesson here would be you shouldn't procrastinate and try to do something the night before instead of check if they're a hard deadline or not.
Hey, man, I'm just being real, right?
To our listeners, the real lesson here is don't procrastinate and leave shit to the night before.
No, it's to set expectations.
And the expectation was to have it done by Thursday.
I did have it done by Thursday.
I know, but what if your computer had crashed the night before and you couldn't?
Well, then I would have said my dog ate my computer, and I couldn't send it in on time.
You're not in elementary school anymore. The dog doesn't eat your homework.
That's why he ate my computer. You didn't listen to me? God, you never listened to me, Ashot. What?
Yeah.
It's okay. No, I will listen for a turn. How was your week?
I was going to say that I'm happy you got the iPad, and great job winning your thing. Did you put in a plug for the Mangxiety podcast in your video somewhere?
No, they were afterwards. They were like speech in the chat because it was over Zoom, but they didn't let me make a speech. I would have done from like Clerks. You're cool. Fuck you. You're cool. Mike
probably shouldn't say that.
No, I mean I would have just shouted out the other person I worked with because she helped with the script a lot, and just been like really grateful. You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. It's very good to hear.
But yeah, what's been going on with you? And you know, as soon as you finish, I'm going to ask you, well, did you plug the podcast to all your coworkers? So let's just start with that.
Oh, yeah, I do all the time. Yeah, anytime a conversation comes up, I always plug the podcast.
You end with that? Like, instead of just saying, like, bye to somebody, you're like, hey, you know, like, comment, and subscribe. Also, I have a podcast. Like, comes out every Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, I never say bye anymore. I just say, hey, check out my podcast. And then I just hang up the phone.
We should get a parrot that is trained to say that. Like, check out my podcast. Oh,
I have a parrot that says that.
Me? You don't have a fucking parrot unless all of a sudden you got an exotic bird in the past few weeks.
No, it's you, obviously. There you go. But no, my week was pretty good, man. I just same old stuff, I guess, doing housework, still doing housework, still doing extracurricular work. I don't know what happened this week that was of interest. I'm trying to think.
Well, you saw me.
That's right. I did see you. I showed up at Matt's front door for a little bit. Not really. I gave him a call. Totally thinking he wouldn't pick up, by the way. He usually doesn't pick up my calls midday. So I called him and I'm like, this guy's not going to pick up. I was like, it's fine. I'll swing by. I was going to drop something off. I'm like, I'll put it under his mat. He'll have... under his mat. But no, I was like, he'll have a nice little surprise when he walks out. But, you know, lo and behold, Matt picked up. So, yeah, got to see the great old Matt for a little bit. Got to see my friend's baby, so that was cool. I'm trying to think what else happened. Oh, I was trying to change my car's oil today. That's right. So I, you know, drive my car up on like this ramp, basically. To change the oil. And this thing is like, it's kind of old, but not really, right? Like, it's fine. It works. But, you know, there's this thought in the back of your head always like, is this thing going to hold my car while I'm underneath doing shit? So I was like, let me go and put, I have another jack. So I put another jack underneath. Not my friend jack, but like a car jack. So I put a jack underneath just in case. But so I get the car up, right? Drive it up. I'm like, it's fine. I go look. One of the tires is a little bit off, but I'm like, it'll be okay. And the other thing was my tire had a nail in it. So I'm like, is this pressure going to like overexert this nail and like make my tire pop and drop the car? I was like, nah, I'll be fine. It's all good. So I drive it up. I open up my hood and I'm about to do stuff. I'm like, I think I'm missing something. And I look and I realize that I don't have an oil filter. I'm like, God damn it. Take the car down, drive to the store, buy an oil filter, come back home. Then, you know, went through all that trouble. I spilled less oil than I usually do while I was emptying out the car's oil. I usually have a big mess on my hands. This time it was a very small mess. So I'm proud of that. Yeah, that was pretty much it. Changed my oil, got it back in. Took my car to get the nail fixed or nail taken out of my tire. So overall, a pretty productive day. With you know, those little bits of like things that could have turned into anxiety, but yeah, you just gotta figure out what those things are gonna be and you know, try to close them off before they become a problem. Oh, which I did, right? You know, driving it on there, thinking that it might fall. You know, you put a jack on there so you don't have to worry about it. You know, worried about the tire. Again, just have to figure out, you know, maybe you put the ramp a different way so that the whole tire is on there, so it puts less pressure, whatever it is. You know, it's always better to spend an extra minute or two making sure that something is stable and good, just for your peace of mind, than it is to try and rush it. So, you know, I backed out and back in a couple times. I stopped the car, went outside, took a look. Yeah, that was my week. It was a pretty good week. Got to see Matt, like I said. Got to see some other friends that I hadn't seen in a while. Shout out to my friend's baby, Riley, that I just got to see too. So that was cool. Yes, that's been my week. Anyway, everyone, that's our episode for this week. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.